basically helping run the Gus Macker for Jackson. And if you remember Kyle, he was a huge part of the Art Beer Wine Festival and getting that to the level of where it's at now. I went to school with Kyle at Hanover and just have kept in contact with him over the years. And I can tell you, when Kyle is in charge of an event, that event is awesome. And so anytime that County National Bank gets an opportunity to help sponsor or donate to something that he's in charge of, it's a great collaboration. And he reached out a couple years ago. We were a presenting, or not the presenting sponsor, but the Heroes Tournament sponsor. I don't know if you remember that downtown.
Yes, I do.
With the police officers and firefighters and EMS all had teams together. And so that was a fun event to sponsor. And this year we were approached and he said, hey, we're looking for a presenting sponsor for the Gus Macker. And County National Bank has a huge downtown presence, and we do have some pretty old school ballers in our lineup as well. But it just made sense for County National to partner with this particular event. So,
do we have a bank team involved?
You know, I'm going to try to get one. I would love. They do have.
Oh,
it's called the Old Timers Court.
That's
so.
Overweight old guys who can't jump, that should be the category we're in.
A lot of overhead passes, right? But yeah, so we get to be the presenting sponsor for this. There's going to be a lot more advertising and things to come. It is the last weekend in July, so it's the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. They are definitely very COVID-minded, so the courts are spread out, different seating arrangements and things like that. So, but they're anticipating, because Gus Macker has pared down a lot of their tournaments, that this is going to be a big one. There's going to be a lot of people coming in from different areas and experiencing Jackson, and I think we have a lot to show. So.
And all the proceeds go to support area charities, and, mm-hmm. and that's a great benefit as well. And
yeah.
So I think I'm going to come down and watch some hoops this year.
Yeah, have fun.
You're going to play.
You don't even have to run around. Just stand right there by the basket.
After you're a goaltender.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The last basketball team I was on was at Frost, 7th grade recreation. That's when I retired. So, but, yeah, we had too many good basketball players at Jackson High. I didn't even have a chance to.
Yeah, right.
They wouldn't even let me in the gym. So they told me to get back to the golf course. So, but, that'll be a fun event.
It will be.
And obviously, not too early to talk about Art Beer and Wine.
Yes. So, again, COVID restrictions have put a little bit of a, I guess, hitch in getting things prepared for that. So they are pushing the festival later this year. It's going to be on Saturday, August 7th, which I think is going to be good. When it's in June, it's kind of a hit or miss on what weather is going to be. They were able to expand the festival into some of the soccer fields, now that soccer would be over by that time. And then they're also doing things differently, just, again, because of COVID and how many people they can have at any given time at the festival, because I don't know if you recall, it's pretty busy.
Yes, it's extremely shoulder-to-shoulder.
Trying to keep people, especially after they've had a few glasses of wine, away from each other, you know, that can be an issue. But they are expanding it. I know tickets have not gone on sale yet, just because they are waiting to see if the governor's orders lift a little bit for that to happen, so they can offer more. But County National Bank is going to be the presenting sponsor for that as well. And that also, I mean, that gives back to Ella Sharp Museum, which I know that you are very fond of, as is everybody at County National. So that's another fun event that we get to sponsor.
Yeah. Went to the comedy show at the Michigan Theater last weekend. And I tell you, the two comedians they had, Scott Cloud did a great job, but the two comedians, the headliners, much better than I anticipated. And it was a great event. And
good.
Another downtown event to support, and the Michigan Theater, and good attendance. Mm-hmm. And I think people just want to get out and be with other people and out and about. And spend some money. And, you know, we're seeing that a lot almost across the board from my customers, is that there's a lot of money out there as far as car dealerships. We just heard on the way in, it was a record month for car sales, boats, houses.
Yes.
You know, this week I've gotten at least three or four phone calls. Hey, I saw a house. I'm thinking about making an offer. You're probably too late.
Yeah, for real.
Too late. You should have come in and got pre-approved weeks ago, and then you could have already made an offer and and been on your way without calling the bank and filling out an application and wanting an answer that day. We can do it, tell you whether it looks good or not, but it's very hard to issue a full mortgage underwritten approval same day. So you can always make the offer. Offers are always contingent on financing, but in this market, it's best to be pre-approved, ready to go. Letter from the bank, hopefully a local institution that should carry more weight. And you know, it's hard to make offers with contingencies as well. And so we have been doing some pre-approvals, able to do some pre-approvals without the sale of the current home. We know the house is going to sell.
Right.
It's a different market, completely different market than it was 5-6 years ago when you could not give a house away in this town. And it was an extreme buyer's market. We went 10 years in a buyer's market. Now it's completely flipped. We don't have enough houses. There wasn't any new construction for that 10-year period. I would say from 2008 to 2018, that's the dead period for real estate development in Jackson. Most of the builders left. Most of the subdivisions were left unfinished. We've had a couple of production builders come in and fill up a lot of those subdivisions. And timing is everything. But time is a factor now with home offers. And get pre-approved. Come in. It's a painless process. And be ready.
And I think a lot of people right now are looking around at their current house going, you know, what could we get for this? And I tell you, Jackson is very fortunate to have the level of realtors that we have. JAR, I know, is very involved. You have some realtors that have been in the business, ups and downs, and they are just a wealth of knowledge when it comes to, is it time to sell my house and what could I sell it for and what's the market doing? So I know that you have served on the JAR board before and also are very involved with that too. So, I mean, it's if you're questioning it, reach out to a realtor. And if obviously you're looking for a new place to go, talk to your banker. Find out what you can get.
And unless you write up some goofy purchase agreement as a buyer, real estate services are free. Realtors are always paid by sellers. Buyers get that service for free. That's how I think of it. And so there's no reason not to use a realtor for your home search. And it's going to be much more efficient. That community, their business is buying, selling real estate. And sometimes they have inside tracks that you're not going to get being out there on your own, driving around in a car and calling the realtor on the sign. That's fine to do, but you don't need to do that. You can call and get your own realtor, and they can look out for you and make the home search much more efficient. I know that deals with realtors involved are much easier to coordinate than a for sale by owner. That's not to say you can't go on your own, sell your house on your own. That's possible, but we also recommend using a realtor in that case as well. When it's a seller's market, you want your house out on the open market because they're going lots of times for over asking price.
Yeah.
And so you may get into a scenario where you have people fighting over your house. I heard of a house that had 30 offers.
Oh, my goodness.
Went 30,000 over asking price.
Wow.
And so, hey, it's out there. But warning, better have some place to go.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of construction still, too, which is surprising, the cost of just supplies in general. Mm-hmm. Going up so drastically in the last year to 2 years. I keep seeing really funny memes on social media about how this guy is so rich because he's sitting on like a pallet of 2x4s or something, you know.
That were smuggled in in packages of cocaine. Right. They're stashing lumber in the shipments now.
Oh, but my gosh.
It is an issue. Yeah. Every employer I talk to has two big challenges. The biggest challenge is getting workers.
Mm-hmm.
That is an extreme challenge for everyone right now. And materials.
Yes.
We have plenty of money to buy whatever is being produced. The government has made sure that everybody's flush with cash. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't work for it, you're still flush with cash because they made sure of that. And so there is a lot of pent-up demand. And, you know, we cannot get cars. We cannot get furniture. We cannot get lumber. We mm-hmm. can't get every industry I talk to. Plumber. I was talking to someone the other day. I can't get materials.
And right.
So we're going to go through some short-term pain with inflation. Anytime there's a huge pile of money, no labor, no materials to produce anything for that money to be spent on, you may see some, we're seeing some inflation now. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully this will all work out. And people will start filling those jobs and start producing goods and services that we're used to having. We've had some restaurants close due to lack of help. And let's until the government stops and sending people not to work, we're going to be in this situation. So.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. I mean, think about what our restaurant owners have gone through just in the last year, you know, having to really accommodate, you know, the stay-at-home order. And, you know, a restaurant that was used to having full capacity in their dining area didn't really do anything for takeout. And now takeout is their primary. I mean, that's a huge, you know, paradigm shift with them. And so to be able to, you know, see the signs of then they don't have enough help, it's really disconcerting. So I'm hoping now that some college kids are home, high school kids are almost done with their school, that they'll get some sort of at least temporary relief and help for the summer.
Mm-hmm. So. A little PPP update. Program is winding down. They have $28 billion left as of today.
Oh, that's it?
That's it. And when that money runs out, or May 31st, the program will end. But we've been pretty much in the forgiveness phase. Mm-hmm. 75% of the PPP loans that we did have now been forgiven from the first round. And we are reminding people to make sure they apply for the forgiveness. And we've had great success. It's been a great program for the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it was designed to keep people employed, but I think the government kind of shot themselves in the foot by saying, hey, we're going to give all this money away to employers.
Right.
So you can keep your job, but we'll send you more than what your employer would have paid you if you stayed home.
Right.
And that was a real, real miss.
Yes, there. I agree with you. And I think that's where the majority of the complaints from business owners right now are coming from, is they can't pay workers enough to come off of unemployment to show up for work, not even to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sad.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're turning the table here, though.
Turning the corner. So business has been strong. The local economy has been good. We haven't had a lot of delinquencies through this period. So I would say we're coming out of it in pretty good shape. Summer should be interesting. And if you have any commercial deposit questions, you can always call Melissa at.
Yep. You can give me a call at 782-5540.
You can always call me at 768-0056.